So silver medal tonight, your best time after 2 years. I know kind of mixed emotions, but how are you feeling about it right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you kind of put it the right way, mixed emotions. Ever since going that 59-4 on that relay, I really wanted to see if I could really make something happen in that 200, because I know that, you know, I brought it back the fastest out of anybody in that 100, and things just didn't work out tonight. You know, we still got the 1-2, so, you know, if it was the Australian or anybody else that would have won, you know, I would be even more, you know, angry with the way things went. But, you know, for Danny to get on that podium on the top, and, you know, I still got to hear our anthem play and our fight song play, so I couldn't be, you know, more thankful for, you know, the situation and, you know, how it happened. So
wait, what do you think went wrong within the race for you? Because you said you're not happy with the way the race went.
I think I just played around too much. You know, I trained to be a whole lot better than even a 210. And, you know, 59 for someone like me who's still a little bit better at the 200. You know, 210 is kind of pedestrian. So, you know, I think I just folded on the last 50, which isn't something that I'm really used to. But, you know, you live and learn. You know, I know 210 is a solid starting place for me. You know, for both of us to be under that 17-18 record in the same race next to each other like that, it's going to make the next, you know, however many years really interesting. So.
You never raced a head-to-head before in a 200.
Yeah, it's kind of poetry.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it when I went to bed for my nap today. I was kind of like, geez, like, perfect kind of scenario, lane 4 and 5, you know, this biggest stage. And he put his race together and didn't get nervous, so, I mean, props to him.
What's it like? I mean, is it a rivalry? Is it a friendship? Like, how do you think that's going to turn out?
Not really.
You're both really good at the same event.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously friends outside of the pool deck. I mean, nobody's really friends with anyone on a pool deck. I mean, I think it's just, you know, he put it the right way, probably competitors, and it'll only intensify as we get older. I mean, there's no beef at all. You know, I'm proud of him for getting up there and really making a lot of progression over the last 2 years. I mean, nobody knew who this kid was in 2015, and now he's a world junior champion, and nobody can take that away from him. So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, Danny Roy and I have a great relationship, and it'll be good for the years to come.
Excited for the 50 tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that 200 got me fired up, so I'm ready for this medley relay tomorrow night already. And the 50, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot, you know. Just anything can happen. So I just got to stick to my plan and stick to my stroke count, and I'll be all right.
Should be fun. Thanks, Reese. Appreciate
it. Sure.